Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily.
Now, thanks for having me on.
Looking at spiders, the little miniatures that run around in the world with us, what can we learn about diversity, the diversity of spiders, just by a little bit of observation?
Well, not all spiders are miniature, certainly not in Australia. The spiders that I work with here in Queensland are funnel web spiders, which are about the size of the palm of a man's hand. And then I work with tarantulas, which are kind of bread plate size.
Certainly wouldn't call those miniature.
No, not quite. We also are huntsmans up here, and they get quite big as well. A lot of the Australian spiders are really, really great because they're really easy to see. They're great for kids to be able to get excited about, you know, as they start to notice and learn about the world around them. It's a really nice kind of introduction to the study of the natural world, which is probably how I started out when I was younger. I've got 3.5-year-old twins. And they, you know, there's a huntsman that lives in our house, you know, and we never really know where he is, but, you know, the twins see him and they like him. And, you know, so I think it's even if you, as a parent, are apprehensive about spiders or they're not your favorite, you know, being able to pass that interest in the natural world on to, you know, the next generation is really exciting. But my research is focused on the discovery of new environmentally friendly insecticides from the venoms of spiders. So mm-hmm. The venoms are a complicated chemical cocktail that consists of hundreds of different components, but they're very, very specific. So there's actually only one peptide, a small protein, in funnel web spider venom that causes lethality in primates, which is, you know, monkeys and us, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really interesting time. You know, as science advances, we are able to understand more about the chemistry of venoms, which is really exciting. So some of them are used in potential treatments for chronic pain. Because they're so specific and they're so targeted, they actually act on some of those nerve channels that are kind of overactivated in people generally with chronic pain.
It's quite intriguing, actually, when you look at the ability to study anti-venom in this way, because venom is something we would usually avoid, and yet here we are, I guess, at a stage able to study these things and mass produce it for these kind of different uses.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, when we start working with the venom, we milk the spider. So we actually have to, in the case of tarantulas, I pick them up and milk them. It's essentially like using a modified pair of tweezers. And it's like the tensile machine at the physio when there's a slight electrical stimulation that's applied to the muscles that surround the venom gland. And when they contract, when those muscles contract, it squeezes the venom gland, which is kind of like a little water balloon. And then the liquid comes out and we catch it in our test tubes. But it's a great time because, you know, as we learn more about the impact of, for example, my work with insecticides, you know, as we look more about what the insecticides have an impact on, so what we call non-target impacts of insecticides, so things that we don't want to kill, like honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group in the UK that's been doing work on a similar set of peptides, the ones I work on, and they've found that there's actually no harm to honeybees, which is fantastic because at the moment, most of our conventional insecticides that a lot of growers use, they cause bees to lose their ability to navigate back to the hive. And so that interference with the bee brain is what ends up, you know, causing a lot of those losses in bee numbers. So it's really important that we find new technologies that are, you know, environmentally friendly and that don't hurt the good bugs like the pollinators and honeybees that we're not trying to kill. So it's a really exciting time, I think, to be a scientist.
Well, actually, just getting back to that idea that spiders are this interesting entryway for children into the world of science, into observing the natural world around us, is this because, I mean, we see spiders, they are a life form that we're sharing the same spaces with, but are yet so alien to us in the way that they operate and the way they look?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say probably 98% of all of the spider IDs that I do on Twitter are huntsmen. And they come in a really wide variety of colors and shapes and sizes, but they're pretty distinct looking. And I think sometimes it's off-putting to people. I mean, their common name is also crab spiders because of the way that their legs are connected. They don't build webs, and so, you know, you never really know where they are. Some spiders, when they're web building, they live in the web and it's easy to see them. But with huntsmen, you know, they're tucked behind the sink or behind a door or something. And I think that's another reason why they're a little bit off-putting to people, because they're very, very fast, and they can be quite big, and they look a little bit unsettling if they're not your I'm not used to seeing them around.
I seem to recall when I was a bit younger, we actually had a huntsman infestation at our house, and they were just cropping up absolutely everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Look, they're incredibly resilient. They're a gorgeous native species. Most of the huntsmen that we have in Australia, they're all native. And so, you know, I love a good native animal myself. So, anything that's supposed to be here, and we can help that and encourage that and have good habitat outside for them to go and live in, that's outstanding. They're really, really unique spiders.
Mm. Well, Margaret, best of luck with the research. It's really fascinating to look at how we might find these alternate uses for some of what these spiders are producing just naturally themselves. I've heard of, using spider silk in the past, but looking at the other end and some of the alternate uses for the venom, that's really fascinating. Do appreciate your time coming on The Daily this morning.
Thanks so much for listening. Great chat.